Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
So our phone screener Amber knew it was going to be tough. This was going to be a tough Christmas. Where they always say that after you lose a loved one, the firsts of anything are the toughest. Kristen has said this for years, right?
I actually felt like the second year was harder.
Really, was it?
Yeah, because people are still acknowledging and reaching out, and like those firsts definitely hit different. But there's more. And I don't mean to say this to make you like Amber, like dread the future, but grief is just like it's a forever journey. Mm. The second year was more finite. It was more like solidified.
Like the first one, you're still almost in shock.
I was in shock for a while. No, I mean, you know, they're gone and it sucks not having them, but to go through it a second time and just knowing like, yeah, no, this is the way it's going to be. It's just, it's like a second gut punch. And for me, the second year of going through the milestones was rougher than the first.
So you got that going for you next year, Amber.
I'm so excited.
I thought about not correcting that and just going with it. And I was like, that would not be authentic.
So tell us about the first one. Because you had lost your mom on what
October,
day?
October 25th. Okay. Literally like 5 days before Halloween or 6 days before Halloween. That's something to think about, though. One of the things that Thanksgiving was a little easier because Thanksgiving is not as big for us, well, for her as Christmas was. Christmas was definitely her fave. I mean, she was the mom who was like, oh, let's decorate the inside of the house, the outside of the house directly after Thanksgiving. It's you know, get your cousin and go out into the garage and pull out all of the decorations that kind of sit in your living room for like 3 weeks before you actually do anything with them. Mm-hmm. But she was the mom that made sure that all the stuff was done. All the Christmas gifts were already bought and wrapped up and all that stuff. She did the Christmas, all that stuff. So
she was the magic behind the
yes,
holiday.
Yes, she was. And I knew that. But then this Christmas, I really knew that because then it felt like it was up to me to do all that stuff. Because my dad, he's not like, you know, the decorations guy. You know, he's the his love language is I'm gonna feed you. You know, you want a sandwich? You know, I can get you that. But I had to pull out the stuff and try to, you know, my cousin and I, we put the tree together. And the tree was not the same because it's like all the ornaments that she would choose. Like, I couldn't even find my first ornament I had as a baby. She keeps that. So I have no idea where it is. And so it was different because roles definitely had to switch. And I felt like I had to be my mom, which is kind of weird. I mean, maybe that's something that a lot of young women go through when their mom dies and they're in the house. You feel like, well, now it's my job to do the laundry. Now it's my job to clean the kitchen. Now it's my job to decorate the Christmas tree. And it may not be the truth, but that's what it feels like. So I had to just keep myself busy, but it was not easy.
Yeah, that's a losing proposition there, because not only are you trying to get through it, but you're trying to do it like your mom, and nobody can do it like your mom.
No.
So you're probably beating yourself up that's not the way that mom did it.
Yeah. I didn't try to cook anything special, so that's good. I did purchase a D's Nuts ornament for the Christmas tree.
Nice.
That's a good start.
Just like mom would have.
Just like mom would have. You know, that's what I bring to the holidays. But, you know, Christmas was kind of hard. New Year's wasn't so much because I was pretty inebriated. I think I hit you up. Yeah. I was pretty lit up. I had a lot of wine.
Yeah, every excuse to be, don't you worry about that.
Because that's another thing, too. Like the New Year, for some reason, Christmas and Thanksgiving weren't that difficult, but the New Year always is. Mm-hmm. It's It's very bitter because, like, okay, so fresh starts, a new year, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But it's also a reminder, like, yeah, 2024 will just be another year that I don't have my dad.
Mm. Yeah, I will say this. I went to a New Year's Eve party with my buddy. Hey, Tamika. And we went out there, and right, I think it was about right after the ball dropped and everybody does the cheering and all that stuff and the making out with people at midnight. I no one even noticed I left. I walked out of the apartment, and I sat on the floor in the hallway, and I just...
Yeah, I get it.
And these two people came, I guess they're coming in from their part, and they're like, at first I'm like, well, there's two white folks, I have to keep this clear. And they look at me and I look at them, they're like, and to me I'm thinking, who was this random black person sitting on the floor? So I immediately speak first so they know I'm not threatening.
That's what
Happy
do.
New Year! Like,
you're sitting there crying, you're sitting there crying, and you think white people are like, oh, she's threatening right now?
Yes. Hey.
Maybe even more so.
Yeah. She just robbed somebody. It feels away. You know? So I spoke to them first and I told them what it was, and like, oh yeah, yeah, and it was really nice. But yeah, you're right, it does feel like that. But luckily I'm in a good space. Well, I'm gonna say mentally, I'm still working on that, but like, my job wise coming here is not, it's not a normal job, you guys know that. It's a happy place to be, so I'm very, very lucky that I have to go to my old job after all this, because I don't know.
Kristen, do you want to tell her that the second New Year's is even worse and the third one is terrible? The fourth one gets exponentially worse for her?
Well,
go downhill from there.
Take this saturated knife and just...
Obviously, grief is a unique journey for everybody. And, you know, in my adulthood, I never spent Thanksgiving and Christmas with my dad. There was always... He was in Florida and I went to Kentucky with with my mom and my brother. I think there was like 1 year he came, but I always spent New Year's with him.
Mm.
Okay? So, because that's how we just... And so there are certain days that are going to be, and for you, because your mom was such a beacon of joy at the holidays and she was the magic behind the holiday, Christmas is going to be a difficult year. So what I'm hoping for you in the years to come, instead of trying to replace your mom, try to find a way to honor your mom.
Yes.
Because it's not fair for you to put that, I'm not going to call it a burden because it's not a burden, but to put that stress on yourself to make things the way she made it. And maybe there's some things you do because it gives you the warm and fuzzies and it's going to remind you of her, but you're going to have to find a way to move forward with new traditions and a new normal for Christmas.
I would like to say, damn it, crying.
It's okay. This year first is really, really difficult, and I hope you know that we were, you know, all sending you love, because... when you lose somebody that's so, so impactful on your life and that you love so dearly, this is not something like it's okay to cry. You don't need to apologize for crying, because crying is just, I feel like when you cry over a person that you've lost, the tears are just a way of expressing the love that you can't tell them.
Yeah. I love that lady. I want to say this for those listening. My dad and myself, my mom told us what she wanted. And she told us, hey, and I think I texted you guys about it. We decided to plant a magnolia tree in her honor in our backyard. It's a little gem. So it gets about 25 feet tall and I think about 30 feet wide. So we'll still have a backyard, thank God. But that's what we decided to do, because it's something that we can kind of watch grow over the next, several years. So if anyone is looking for an idea of how to remember someone that has passed on, that's probably a good idea.
That's awesome.
Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Love you. Got a lot of support right here.
The Bird Show.